Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. Here I'm joined by an interesting soul for snacks and sometimes full-blown banquets. We share conversation and confessions, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering.
Hello, dear hearts. We have got a jaw-droppingly delicious one for you here with brilliant comedian Celia Abbe. But in distressing news, it's also such a funny one that you'll have needed to pick those jaws back up. Otherwise, the laughing will mean a lot of sort of tricky, breathless dribbling, worryingly. First up, I just need to quickly shout, thank you! If you're my patron, that was for my patrons. You're the only reason I can afford to make the podcast without making a giant loss. I still make a loss, though, wildly, so if you're not a patron yet and you're into this podcast, would you consider becoming one, please? I've made it so that each and every human who helps me, with even as little as £2 a month, gets loads of cool shit. There's all sorts on there, from tons of exclusive content to discount or free tickets to live shows, to even some people getting early releases of each episode, which are ad-free. I know. Check it out, will you please? I'd be so grateful. Patreon, that's patreon.com/thehooveringpod. Why don't you come and see us hoovering live on the 10th of August at Camden Roundhouse Comedy Festival? 7 p.m. for an hour. It's going to be so funny and delicious, and some really special guests are being announced super soon. Secondly, do you live near Somerset? Then why not come and see my preview? Some new material, an hour of it, roughly, at the Wells Comedy Festival on Sunday, the 28th of May at 3:30 in the afternoon. Lastly, get onto BBC Sounds, will you, and listen to my radio comedy series Sturdy Girls Club. It'll be a very funny hour of jokes on a theme for your enjoyment. Right, let's have this big, juicy, lovely, funny, fun episode, shall we? Quick warning that weight loss and calories are mentioned and numbers are used, not in a glorifying way, but in a statement of fact way, and very much in passing in this episode. But still, if you need to avoid that type of content entirely, then you have been warned. Now, Celia and I met for both a beautiful and bountiful lunch in Covent Garden's Flesh and Buns, which was recommended to me a full lifetime ago when I hoovered with the magical Sarah Keyworth. Let's have it.
What have you done in there? Straight away you've done something
I've put
I want.
These two together.
Okay, so that's soy.
And that's chili.
Chili? You put soy and chili together?
I always do that, and then sometimes...
Fucking hell, let's get married! Right, yellowtail.
Okay.
Afterwards, I want to drink the soy sauce. I'm going to take a bit of this wasabi nubbin off the corner.
That's a good idea.
Smoosh it in, come on. And then you're going
to
do this in a wanna?
I'm going to wanna.
Yeah. Underneath there, what do you think that is? Oh, it's a little bit of mooly on ice. I've stolen it all. I'll just take a crumb. Oh, good luck getting that in your pincers.
Oh, it looks like it's in the bath.
The moon is nice. Okay, let's go.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, it's so yummy. That's fit, isn't it?
Oh my god.
It's such a chunky boy as well.
That took me away. I saw a different type of life flash before behind my eyes. I saw Japan.
This is what I've been waiting for a guest to be able to do this.
I saw my 8-year-old daughter run up to me.
Do you think there was a bit of ayahuasca in that sashimi?
I think there was a lot of...
I genuinely don't judge me, because it's already a bit of sushi. I'm going to have a little sip of this soy.
Oh my god.
I'm happy
not... Japan.
Oh my god, I don't think in Japan they just sip the soy sauce.
I can see you.
You can. That's so delicious.
Ooh, mussels.
Oh, yeah. A business lady's just seen me sipping my soy sauce.
That's interesting.
There was big eye contact while it happened. She's seen me rolling up a garnish, eating it, and then doing a shot of soy sauce. They're over there, the ones in the suits over there.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah, but tasted sophisticated. My mouth's
like,
ringing.
It's like, what? This? Can I just say, I expected more food.
Yeah, that is a tiny amount of sashimi, isn't
it? It was sashimi. Like, so I don't know how much we're meant to eat from this.
Yeah, I don't. Well, all that's left is wasabi and iced.
Iced and
soy sauce. Oh my god. I think she might have deeply underestimated us when she told us how much to order.
Am I about to do ice and soy sauce?
Oh god. Shall I ask you a normal question?
Yes.
Did you grow up in France? Yeah, I think you did. I think I listened and you did. Didn't you tell me that once?
It is so funny to ask someone you've known for a while.
Yeah. But just quickly check, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You've got to check. What I want to know is, what do you eat in France when you're a child there? Don't have to list every meal, but you're also welcome to. I think I wanted to know things like, do you really have a bowl of hot chocolate or coffee in the morning, and do you dunk pastry in it?
Oh yeah. So
in real life?
Yeah. So yes. my mum would wake up every morning, she'd make a big pot of coffee. And then she'd have four croissants.
Fit.
And then she wouldn't eat for the rest of the day.
Oh, what?
She would have four croissants and a big pot of coffee.
Oh, I'm not sure about that, actually.
Oh, but she wasn't...
She wasn't hungry?
No, I think it's because of all the butter that she ate.
I was going to say, because other than the butter, there's literally no protein there.
No,
I would be hungry very quickly.
Oh,
delicious. Oh, well, those are other meals.
Yeah, and then she would...
This sounds like the Frenchest person... Frenchest woman you've ever described.
I had to ask her at one point, as a mom, we've known each other for a while now.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in France?
You asshole.
Okay, revelation. I don't think I've ever been to a restaurant with my mom.
Because she's full. She's full. She's full from her four croissant breakfast. It would be a waste of money, really.
It would be a waste of money.
Yeah.
Can I have the croissant?
How does your mum, as the Frenchest person in the universe, feel about the bastardization of the croissant into like modern stuff like cruffins? Mm. That's a croissant and a muffin, baby.
My mum.
Oh, more foods. Oh, sorry, you can answer in a minute. First, we look at these. What the
Oh my god, I'm so glad we did that.
Ay, ay, ay.
Shut up. Oh my god.
Oh good.
My mum would, to answer your question, she kind of, so we've got kind of a weird relationship with food in my family because it's always been related to weight, and that's a very French, thing. So I think that my mum was very concerned about her weight, and now she's at a happy place, so she's kind of let herself put on weight, and she looks beautiful.
Yeah, what a lovely thing to hear.
Yeah, and she would love the cronuts. I think she's got a really sweet. She loves sweet things.
Oh, great! But she wouldn't be like, "What the fuck have they done to my beautiful, perfect, dreamy?"
No, she would have four of them.
Oh yes! Oh yes! But I do want you to go to a restaurant with her, especially now she's. Made her peace.
Oh,
yeah. This is basically... So they called it chips, but it's actually they've done that thing where they've sliced a potato. No human could do this. Into 1,000 layers. What's the dipping dip? I'm going in.
Have the dip. This is incredible.
Oh, my fucking God.
I think the secret ingredient is care.
Mm. That's almost cheesy, that dip.
That is very cheesy.
Fucking yes.
I'm wondering if cheese and soy go well together.
I'm going to go for calamari now.
I'll join you. Is there a dip for the calamari?
There's visible salt and pepper on it, which I'm really... Yeah, should we try that dip? Mm.
Ah. Oh, my God.
The citrusy business. Mm.
Tell you what, I don't want to go unnoticed is how you took the lamb and put it on the calamari in a
without
way that,
asking.
Well, not, which is wonderful. Right. It felt it works here.
Did it?
Yeah.
I worked in so many restaurants, but also I should have checked maybe because...
No, this is... Oh, my goodness.
But then actually, if you'd been like, oh, do you mind? Actually, I think calamari is better without lime. I'd have asked you to go home now.
Yeah. To eat my dry, tasteless calamaris.
Yeah.
This is so delicious. Okay, yeah. What shall we go next? I'm saving this for last.
Shall we have a sweet corn item? Yeah. Oh, my God. They do look like a savoury Ferrero Rocher.
We're going to find these in our stools later.
Thrilling. Right.
Oh, that is pleasant.
Shut up. Mm. Mm. My partner would lose her marbles over that.
God.
That's really yummy.
Have you seen this thing that you can make mash out of crisps?
No. But you need to go into that in some detail for me now.
So you put like crisps in some hot water and then you mush it all up and then that's mash. But when you think about it, crisps are just potatoes.
Yeah.
I hate to be...
Why? I don't want liquid on my crisps.
Well, no, actually, crisps, plain Walker's crisps, dipped in soy sauce, will change your life.
Okay, I'm going to again, I'll do it on another episode. Now, I'm going down to Wingtown. I'm going from the bum of the row. Okay, there's something spicy is going to happen in my life. Yeah. I'm going hands in.
I'm going hands in now.
Oh, I don't know what to...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Mmm. Shut up. Oh, it's so spicy. Mmm. The amount of spicy sauce is so bold. I'm in heaven. That is the nicest wing. That is the nicest wing.
I think
I've ever had.
They're very similar to Shack for You in the great... Because... These are my favourite wings I've ever had. They're perfect.
They're just perfect. They are crispy. You can tell they've been fried, but only just, because they put so much of that. And the hot sauce could be too much. But it's not too sweet. It's not too spicy.
No.
It's really... It's fruity almost. It's fucking great. And it's great with those sesame, isn't it?
Fruity is the right word. It's very refreshing. And dense at the same time.
Everything here is right. Oh, man. Yum. Unctuous. That's the word I'm trying to use more.
Unctuous?
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll see how many times we can get it in.
Mm. Do you know what? Okay. Next wing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The next bit of the wing, I'm going to see how much of the sauce I can suck up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I knew that we'd probably need to get married when we did that Guilty Feminist tour together, because... One of my favourite things about it, and it, as with all tours actually, is the dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And often Deborah's very kind enough to like get us all dinner from the same place. Mm-hmm. And like choosing is so fun. Also, I felt like, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but I got the impression that you love eating like I love eating, and that we revelled in that moment. The choosing was so fun, the getting it was so fun. The whole process was like, it's just better than even the performing bit.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad this is reciprocated, because I did notice that, and that's actually a thing that I noticed very early on with people, is how do they relate to food? Like, if you ever speak to someone and they're like, I'm not bothered about food, but like, what do you think about?
Now, what are you doing?
I think that one of my hobbies, and I say hobbies because it's like, I plan it like a hobby, is going to restaurants.
Yeah.
And I think that I like having things that I've never had.
Yeah.
I like spice.
Mm.
I like waking up my spice level.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, like I said, I look at the menu before arriving. So on that tour, the Guilty Feminist tour, I would, the first thing I would ask it in the morning is, where are we eating tonight in this sort of town that we're going to? Because I want to start planning.
Yeah, it's really nice to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking great. And you can kind of think about it all day. And it's very rare that it lets you down. Like, generally, it's like as the anticipation matches the thing, which there are so few things with. Eating's one of the very few.
That's very true. Because it's also, there's like an exact, it's an exact science. I want this thing, and tonight I'm going to get exactly like what I want.
Yep.
Jess, did you grow up in England?
Imagine if I didn't. You'd have to eat shit now.
Where would you have rather been brought up?
I don't know. I don't know what it would have been like anywhere else.
I can see you growing up in... I tell you what, Belgium.
That's like such a boring place.
No. But you must have
what is it?
Belgium.
Okay.
It's, but I can see, I can imagine you in Belgium.
Why?
Been to Belgium?
Yeah, I have.
I just
of course I've been to Bruges with my mum.
In Belgium.
Long coats. Nice dark beers.
Same thing, it's like, I grew up in Belgium. You're quite an inspiration, I think, Jess. When it comes to food.
I think are you sarking me again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have like a very healthy balance in like, you always seem to be ordering the exact right amount of food.
Really?
Like, yeah, which is like it's,
what?
It's a classy amount of food because it's like, it's like if I was on a date with you and I saw you ordering that food, I'd be like, she knows how to have fun. but she's not like, you know, you're not overcompensating for like a week of not eating.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So it's like, so this is like measured.
Yeah.
And
thanks for calling me measured. Mm-hmm. I have my attitude to ordering is you. Well, also this is privileged as fuck. Mm-hmm. But like, if all my spare money goes on eating well and having nice things to eat and drink, and I wouldn't have it any other fucking way. Like, I don't care that there's no objects to show from my hard work. The joy I take from eating means that that's everything. And I think it, I'm not doing so well that I do all my shopping in M&S and Waitrose, but when I do buy food in those places, I think, this is you, like, pushing at the edges of how well you've done so far. You're allowed to do this every now and again. Well done, you.
I'm exactly the same, though. Like, I think, like, I'll treat myself, like, I'll have, like, a new coat.
Yeah.
But that's my purchase for the winter.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is, I'm going for food with people.
Yeah.
This is...
It's the best. It's the best.
Who's your favourite person to go for food with?
You.
Thank you.
You are my favourite person to have dinner with on that tour, for definitely. I could. I feel like everyone else, not in a bad way, but like everyone's got other demons there having conversations with. Also, it didn't help that it was around the time, which actually it seems to have been swept under the carpet and just no one's done it really. But it was around the time that it was enforced that calories went on all menus. So it wasn't just that tour. Every time I went out for dinner around April, May last year, everyone was talking about the fucking calorie content and what they were eating, and it just it made people make some fucking ridiculous decisions, including me. I went out for dinner with some friends, and I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast, but like, I was going to order like this fuck off massive mixed salad that had like a bunch of quinoa and beetroot and a big fat bit of goat cheese, like a fit, like nutritionally fit salad. And then I saw that there was a smoked haddock scotch egg, and everybody started like changing their order to that. And it said it because it was like, it was only like 300 or 400 calories, whereas the salad was over 1,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, I'll have that then. If everyone's having that, I'll be jealous if everyone's having that. Yeah. Anyway, it came and it was fucking boring. It was a fucking boiled egg in like the butteriest puddle of mash, like with a few breadcrumbs around the edge. And I was like, also, I've just eaten four yellow things in one orb. And I could have just had a fucking bowl full of, like, whole grains, about five different varieties of fruit, like, not fruit, but veg, pomegranates, like, all this fit, amazing nutrients. And I was, and that's what I fucking fancied, which is the key thing.
Yeah.
I've changed from what I fancied to what it's going to give me... Thank you very much. I fucking was so annoyed with myself.
And I think in a way there's like a... So, my last job was working for the social media side of restaurants, a big restaurant.
Oh, was it?
That I shall not name.
Right.
They kind of like changed my job to being in charge of the nutritional information and all of that.
Oh, so gosh, okay.
Like when it was coming up to April and March. And I quit.
Oh.
Like, just before the tour.
Yeah.
Because one, I was like, this is going to be quite triggering for a lot of people. And also, considering my last job was helping people who had just had weight loss surgery.
Oh my God.
Like, it was like, I know that this is not morally right.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And I'm fascinated to know more about the job helping people who've just had weight loss surgery, if that isn't dark as fuck.
Yeah, it was, that was during COVID times.
Right. Oh my Lord.
So, my job was to ring up, and you know, I have to be careful with what I say because there is like, it is like healthcare, yeah. So I have to.
Yeah.
My job was to ring up people who have just had weight loss surgery and check in on them and see how they were getting on, give them like. Their diet is very restricted. So
yeah. Were you employed by the NHS or they had the weight loss surgery privately?
It was a company that was outside of. So it was private clinics.
Right.
But the company I worked for was. It wasn't a clinic, it worked with the clinic. So like
right,
it was
right, right.
Patients and then take care of them. And,
yeah.
And that job was incredibly draining.
Yeah.
Because when you speak to people who have just had weight loss surgery, like it's not just a food thing, it never is.
No.
It relates to trauma, it relates to abuse, it relates to all of that. And so very quickly all the calls would turn into, okay, let's get into why you feel that way. And
how did they train you for that? Because that's like a therapy job.
Yeah, well, I had to be like, I had to say things like, directly go to therapy when I felt like it crossed the line.
Yeah.
And say things like, I'm not allowed, like I can't help you on that sense, but it was, yeah,
mate,
because I've lost
so
7 stone when I was younger.
You told me about that.
Yeah, and my relationship to food changes all the time. I've put on about a stone, maybe 9 kilos in the last 6 months, and that's something that, you know, I think for the first time I've kind of accepted, and I'm like trying to get healthier, but not in a way that's like self-destructive.
Focusing on that, yeah.
And I think that comes with getting older.
Yeah, and wiser.
And wiser. And weirdly, Gen Z.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not Gen Z, but I'm seeing that we're more diverse in terms of bodies than we were when I was younger, and that helps.
I feel like the first generation ever who would it contain anyone in their teens, literally anyone, who'd be like, yeah, I'm happy being fat. And that's extraordinary in terms of a fucking breakthrough.
I was in Zara, and I heard a teenager say to another teenager, wait, you can't say that, that's body shaming. And I was like, this is so beautiful!
What? Grandiosis.
Yeah, but what would you sound like if you said it now in a big boy voice?
Grandiosis.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey Smashers, just interrupting this beautiful episode to share some of your amazing answers to my listener questions. Thank you very much to all of you who've messaged us in response to our questions. Those of you who responded on the socials, on email, to thehooveringpod@gmail.com, or who left us a message, my favourites, the WhatsApp voice notes, to 07462855271. We are still revelling in your answers to my question of things you've eaten in the bath. But for this episode, as it's such a cram-packed, long, juicy episode, we are just going to have a story from producer Laura for this one.
I have two idiotic bath stories.
I want them both.
There was one time I was feeling a bit poorly, so thought I would have a bath as a sort of relaxing medicinal bath, you know, a nice soak to make me feel better.
Yeah.
And I also was going to make a Barocca to drink whilst in the bath. And we at that point kept Barocca in the bathroom cabinet, so I didn't make it. I just put the tube on the side and a glass of water. And basically, because I'm very clumsy, I ended up bathing in Barocca.
Oh.
It's really fizzy.
Oh, my God. That must feel pretty grim on the skin.
Yeah, it's not great. It sort of colours you
like an Oompa Loompa. But the least hungover Oompa Loompa you've ever met.
Yeah, I did get out quite quickly because I was worried about what it might do to me.
Someone somewhere is going to use Barocca as a bath bomb now, you realise?
Yeah. I mean, it is a bit like a very fizzy bath bomb. A very, very orange fizzy bath bomb.
I love it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I love it.
And then because I don't learn, I also thought I would eat. I was hungry, but also wanted a bath. So I thought I'd combine the two. And the thing that I had to eat, and because I love a plan, I stuck to my plan, was carrot and coriander soup. So I had a bowl of soup in the bath.
Oh, no.
And I also used some lavender bath bubbles. And I did drop some soup in the bath.
Oh.
And lavender, carrot and coriander.
Oh, dear.
Is what because I didn't get out of that one. I wasn't so worried about carrot and coriander because it wasn't fizzy.
I didn't know that any of these stories had the potential to put me off bath.
Just don't take wet food into the bath.
Wet on wet.
Wet on wet. No, it's stupid.
Wet was about soup in the bath and how sad it's made Marty Pello. Thank you so much for your eating in the bath stories, Laura.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
You're the best idiot I've ever met. But yeah, you are an idiot. Yeah. Let's get back into this episode.
Okay, what's been your favourite so far?
I think the wing. I've never had anything like it. I think it's one of the best wings I've ever had.
Mm. You too?
Yeah.
The squid is close.
The squid is really delicious.
Want a bit more squid before you say goodbye?
No, I had so much squid while you were having the wing.
I'm just putting it there.
She's putting it there with. Okay. I'm having a great time generally, but also I love it when it goes like this, and I basically don't really have to ask any questions. We're just talking anyway.
Calling me chatty.
Should
I change my handle to Chatty Woman?
Yep. Chatty Woman. Tell me about a time where you ate something and it made you angry.
Sometimes I ate something and it made me angry.
Yes, please.
Okay. Weirdly, that's going to be quite, I think, an easy thing to...
I knew it would be!
Yeah. I had this flatmate.
Yeah.
Who was trained as a chef.
Okay.
And he used to make the best lasagna I've ever had in my life.
Lovely.
He would spend all day making it. I don't know when he did. I think he made love to it all day.
Just humping the ragu.
Just humping it, and I'd be like,
just air humping. Oh, well.
It smells good.
Yeah.
No, but he would spend the whole day making it, and it was like a ritual. And every time I had it, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
That was 4 years ago. I moved out, asked him for the recipe. He sent me the recipe.
Yeah.
I tried it. It's the worst thing I've put in my mouth.
What's gone wrong? You can't have got the humping bit right.
It was.
Must be the lovemaking element.
It took me 4 hours to make this lasagna.
Oh.
And at the end, I just couldn't look at myself in the mirror. And the worst bit about if you mess up a lasagna.
Yeah.
It's a big batch. It's a big batch in terms of dimension, but also in terms of height.
Yes, layers of horrible food.
I know, and so I had to. I didn't want to waste it, so
for
about a week I just ate this horrible lasagna that I've made.
Oh, Celia.
Yeah. And I was angry. And I tried everything. I tried to fix it. I put hot sauce, ketchup.
Just make it taste of other things.
I tried to eat it and look at a picture of the one that he made.
I thought I was getting away with it. When my partner cooks and I don't like it, I thought I was getting away with it. And I've recently been called out on the condiments I bring to the table when I don't think a meal stands a chance at making me happy.
Yeah, yeah. What's food made you angry? You answered that already.
No, it's a brand new question. I'd say loads of food has made me angry. Let's try and think of just one item. I quite often make
aubergines, which is one of my favourite things in the world, quite, sometimes I make them taste like the stuffing of a bed.
Yeah.
sometimes
they just taste like earth.
Yeah.
Aubergine.
Yeah.
And then I go to a restaurant and they serve your aubergine and it's like liquid gold.
What have you done? In, yeah.
Yeah, talk me through it, sensei.
Yeah. Give me the recipe. Not anymore. I'm told you don't need to anymore. Do you? Draw out the liquid. As I understand it, 1980s aubergines were 70% water, so you'd have to cover them in salt to like soak a load of water out of them before you could cook them. But now they've genetically modified them to be ready to cook.
You've just explained to me why all my aubergines are too salty.
A little tiny little shriveled husk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, new place.
Snazzy business. Thank you so much. Tell me about a time you ate something even though you had absolutely no idea what it was.
Oh, I like that. Something and I have no idea what it was. Did I find out what it was afterwards?
Yeah.
No, I'm still on the quest.
It just needs to be a surprise at the time. Oh, I've thought of one.
Oh, go on.
I'm on a lasagna theme now.
Go on.
My nana made a lasagna when I was a child. It was Irene nana Greenway. Lasagna. Nana lasagna. Nana Irene Greenway made a lasagna for me and some other family members and my cousins, I think. We were eating it and it was nice. And then there's like a chewy bit in it, like a chewy bit in it. And we were like, what is that? We all chewed away. And I mean, we definitely ate it up. And then afterwards, later when the adults had theirs, they all like always got to the chewy bit. They're having their chewy bit, and then one of them took it out of their mouth, and Nana remembered that she'd accidentally left a layer of cling film in the lasagna because she'd made half of it and then needed to make more filling, and we'd all eaten quite a lot of cling film.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Every time you spoke, was it like bubblegum?
Wow.
Japanese
fried chicken. Oh my, whoa. What?
This is fantastic.
Thank you. Wow!
I'm losing my mind. Oh my.
Shut up! Oh my, whoa. Oh my word. Oh, shut up.
Oh, get in my mouth.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Amazing. Thank you.
This is
incredible.
Has so much love and care into it.
Yeah. Slow cooked business. Oh, man. Fucking yes. Right. Oh, this is really lovely. I've accidentally ripped my bao bun at the seam, but I don't mind. I'm going to eat this like a big sloppy bitch.
This is
delicious. Oh, fucking looks good. Right, I'm going in for kimchi sea bass.
Oh my god.
Mmm. Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, the kimchi element is so subtle and lovely. And in the vegetable bibimbap, my favourite bit is the smoky charred mushrooms.
Me too. Is that shiitake mushroom?
I think it is, but then I don't know for defo. I've only just been able to start enjoying mushrooms again after watching The Last of Us.
Okay, talk me through it, because I have not seen The Last of Us.
I don't think I can talk you through it if you haven't seen it, because you might need to watch it one day.
Is it, like, scary?
Yeah, really scary. And a few of the episodes are, like, trying to be romantic drama, but you can't really enjoy them because everybody's always just about to be dead.
Is it the from a video game?
Yep.
I remember
it's
going over to you won't remember that. my friend Luke Smith's house, and he lived with Jordan most of the time.
Yeah.
He was in lockdown, and I think Jordan or Luke was playing The Last of Us.
Oh.
And I saw one of the deaths, and I think I'm pretty sure Luke or Jordan said, "I don't need to see that."
Oh, I love it.
And I think it's
really scary. It's a pandemic, but it's not a virus. It's a fungal. It's a fungus, so there's no even possible cure.
Probably another mushroom to that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had food that scared you?
Yes.
For me, it's meat because of the climate change.
You ruined your own earnest moment there. She says, passing me a lamb shank.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
And then sucking on the teeth of a cow.
God, look at that. Fucking hell, it looks amazing. A sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming in for these sauces as well. Thank you very much.
But if you're wearing white, listeners,
look at that. Pretty. Pretty.
Often a food colour.
Oh, I love it.
Big revelation for everybody.
So,
have
I been scared of food? Yeah. I get sometimes a little bit of fear when I'm having something that's got little bones. Fish gets me scared. Some fish can make me scared. Even fish I love, like smoked mackerel. It's like so good for you. I really love it. I have to be in the mood for it.
Yes.
I'm never not a little bit scared while I'm having it. And I'm not sure what I'm scared of, because the thing I'm scared of happens pretty much every time I have it, which is that you realise there's a tiny bone in your mouth. I don't think I'm ever going to die. That's not the fear. It's not that extreme. It's just a fear of kind of like a moment.
Yes, it's also, I think...
And sometimes I could just have to go, oh, I just can't have this now.
I think it feels sharper in the throat than it is in real life as well, because...
Apparently our tongues exaggerate the size of things.
What drama queens? Because you think your tongue is 7 times bigger than it is.
Yeah, oh, I see.
So, like, snakes must think that they've got really big tongues.
Yeah, snakes got long, whippy tongues.
Yeah, but they're probably thinking, everyone's making fun of my big tongue.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Oh my god, this lamb one. Right, you going for chicken now?
Yeah, I'm going to let you enjoy that.
Okay.
This was an experience.
Oh my god, it looks so inky and glorious. Mm. Whoa.
Yeah?
Mmm. God, that's amazing. That's everything that's amazing about like a roast dinner in with everything that's amazing about Asian flavours. All in one great big sexy mouthful. It's like so comforting, that big juicy. God, it's good.
Imagine if
plum is perfect with that.
You'd feel so good about yourself, I think.
Do you think?
If you had like that food that nice every day, you would feel.
I think, yeah, it's true. I think one of the things I love about like getting a try of all the different things though, is this. Like, I don't know if I want loads of that. I'm also really excited by the freshness of that sea bass. You have to try it.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, I'm having a fucking great time. I'm supposed to ask you some questions.
If I had to rank them...
Yeah, okay, let's start. Let's turn everything into a competition.
The lamb takes it.
Yeah, that was...
Then followed by this little guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay, chicken third.
Yeah, I think it's because I've chickened out. I think after both the chicken that we've had... I think that's a whole chicken.
Before I chomp into this enormous bit of chicken being held together by two tiny chopsticks, before today, not including this obviously, what's the most romantic meal you've ever had? Mmm. Whoa. God, that's good.
And I have the answer.
Yes.
It was with my ex-partner.
Yeah.
Who I'm on good terms with.
Okay.
So I think he wouldn't mind me bringing up the most romantic time that we've had ever.
Yeah, I mean, unless this story takes a turn.
It takes a turn. No, It was in the south of France.
That's already makes it the most romantic answer anyone's had on the podcast so far.
Really?
Yeah.
It was in the south of France where we were staying on holiday. And here's what made it romantic. We'd gone to Nice in the day and then went back to the little town that we were staying in and had food in Nice. But then came back to a restaurant that was by the seaside where I just kept talking about the dessert that I had there. I just couldn't stop talking about the dessert because it was amazing. And we basically sat down at sunset to just have that creme brulee from that place.
That's nice to go for just pudding.
Yeah, I think that means I like sides and pudding.
Yeah.
I like starter sides, puddings. I'm not bothered about mains a lot of the time.
Right.
Like, the buns, what I loved about the buns is they're kind of like...
It's quite a sidey main, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I'm never really bothered about mains. I love... when I go to a restaurant, I'm thinking starters and puddings.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to get a pudding, despite what the woman said.
Yeah, 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 you must.
Yeah. But then the second most romantic meal is during lockdown.
That's a rare beginning of a... Same partner, different partner.
Same partner.
Yeah.
Just having it on the balcony, like, trying to create romance when the world was ending, I felt was like a nice little mental hug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
I think being bought food in a surprise way is really lovely. It's not a whole meal, but... sometimes I never have a bath, like my head's too busy and I'm like addicted to stress, so I don't really have baths. I'm not very good at relaxing. But Steph's the first partner I've ever had who, if she knows I am, like, not if it would like piss me off, because actually I have so much to really do that day, but every now and again she'll like run me a bath and then I've got to get in it, and she brings really funny things to eat and drink to the bath, like apple, peanut butter, and a gin and tonic. Like, mad combinations
so
of
funny.
Shit. But, like, not very bathy snacks, and then, normally some sort of very strong alcohol.
What's your, that's bang on my, like, sense of humour.
Yeah.
Like, one of my, new jokes that I do is about how I'm trying to be vegetarian. So I said, no more meat in the bath. I think there is something about having disgusting food in a bath is such a funny image.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's wet food, I think, is the funniest to have in a bath.
Even saying wet food is
funny. Yeah, it makes it sound like you're an animal that's got the option of a pouch of wet or a bag of dry. But the idea of eating a bath of food in the bath, like a kind of... Like a Thai curry for me is like the maddest thing you could try and eat. A goulash! I shouted. Oh, the lady that watched me do the shot of soy has looked at me again.
But also, like, there's something about being submerged in water.
Yeah.
It feels like the food would like kind of go back up.
Yeah, I know it's going to float back up. Oh no.
Is it quite buoyant?
Or that you might like see it moving in your tummy. Like, I don't know if I want to eat while I can see... surface of my belly.
And then it's like
shaped
like a
yeah. Quick fire questions. No other option. Would you eat a person?
Yes.
5 second rule. Yes or no?
Yeah. 10 seconds.
10 seconds. God, she's pushed it to double the amount of seconds. Mm-hmm. Hangover. What you're having? Sweets, fruits.
Yeah, then I go to my favourite cafe, the West Street Kitchen in East London. I have the menemen from there, with bread, and then I dip the bread into that.
What's a menemen?
It's like a shakshuka.
Get it in my face.
And then after that, I share a stack of pancakes with Alison Spittle.
Oh, fuck me. That's, again, one of the best answers anyone's ever given to the question, and that question's been in this podcast for 5 years.
You're welcome.
Menemen. What's the spiciest thing you've ever eaten?
I once made a soup that I didn't realise paste on this extra pastry. I thought it was I thought it was a ratinanu, so I mixed the two packages.
Oh.
Had to throw it away.
Oh, really?
My first option was to eat it and then have a spoonful of yogurt in between.
Yeah. No, that's rank. Fair play. I once made a curry for my friend Sam was coming round for dinner and I'd used five Scotch bonnets and it was too spicy, but we took it on as a mission and we sweated so much we both needed to change our tops and pants.
Oh my goodness. Can I add another answer?
Yeah.
Me and Fern shared a meal at a restaurant in Soho. It looked evil. It was so spicy.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, when you looked into it, there would be voices going...
Pass the tongue, that Sarah man.
Yeah.
Okay. Spring from the eye.
It was so spicy. And we both in front were too polite to say that it was too spicy, so we ate it.
Oh no.
Avoiding the fact that it was too spicy. We both were masking through the.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking hell. Tell me about a food that you were given as a gift.
Oh, I love gift food. I love any type of chocolate that I get. I think the best gift you can give to somebody. To their house is Ferrero Rocher's. I think it's the only polite
thing to do. Now it's time for the Big Ben question.
A skank sells a twit called Jackson Beans, which he grows hoping for a giant, but living at the top of his stalk is a Jorogumo, a terrifying mythological Japanese spider seducer who has so much sex with every spider that they all die of exhaustion. As much as they're an unpopular animal, their extinction has an immediate impact on the food chain and it sets off a process which leads to the end of human life as we know it. Oh no, it's all agreed to have never happened, but only if you, and it does have to be you, Celia, agree to swim from here to Slovakia, which just as a reminder, is landlocked. It sounds impossible, but you do it. You're a hero. You go down in history as a woman who saved us all from the really awful knackered sex dead spider apocalypse. You are so loved forever, like peak glory. But your reward in the moment is the feast of your dreams. This is the opposite of a last meal. You couldn't be happier and you couldn't be hungrier. You couldn't be more relaxed. You're allowed to, you can have a shower. You can, whatever you need to be ready for this.
Yes.
What I'm talking about is a fantasy situation. Okay. What would you eat? What would you drink? And I'm aware this is only your answer right now. And you're allowed to have a fantasy person and place to have this with and at or in.
Have the exact same meal
you
just had.
Yes, really?
Yeah, because I remember it.
Okay, got it. I see what's happened here. Yeah.
I think the meal that I would love after all this, I'd like something quite comforting.
Yes.
Something that takes you home.
Yeah, okay.
You know, something that, like a warm hug from your mother.
Four croissants. Oh, hang on. Four croissants.
That was successful. You gave it a go. And that's...
It was worse. It was worse than just saying croissants. Croissants.
Croissant.
That
was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
I wasn't going to let it go until I got a compliment.
So, something that takes me home. I haven't heard from and I've quit. I would love, if this is a fantasy world, I would love a cigarette.
Yeah, just a delicious cigarette, yeah.
Yeah, if it's a fantasy world.
Yeah, lovely.
Because I miss them every day. So
yeah.
I think about them all the time.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 years for it. 2 years since we last danced.
It gets easier.
Okay.
I have that. I gave up on, not to say like how hard it was to give up, but like April the 18th, 2013.
Hoovering Podcast.
What a gorgeous episode. Yum, 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 yum. Follow Celia. She's at ABCELYA on Instagram and Twitter. And more importantly, get along to see her live. She is a really exciting and brilliant stand-up. Go and see her new show at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival or in preview in advance of that somewhere. It's called Celia Abbey. As a bit of fun, is that such a crime? and it's guaranteed to be joyful. It's part about a time she nearly died this year at Thorpe Park. Lovely bit of business. Google where to get tickets and see it. And if you're listening to this way after summer 2023, it's probably on tour or streamable by now because she's such a glorious success story. Go, go, go. In terms of my gubbins, please listen to Sturdy Girls Club on BBC Sounds and hopefully I'll see you at a Hoovering Live recording in August or at a preview of my newest stand-up some other time this summer. Yes way.
Follow us on social media at The Hoovering Pod. I'm on at Jessica Fostercue. Send us voice notes, pictures, WhatsApps to 07462 855 271. Email us, thehooveringpod@gmail.com. I'll be storing all your beautiful offerings up and discussing them in future episodes. Keep an eye on our social media for any specific questions and topics that we'll be asking you to contact us about. Links to everything interesting mentioned today are, as ever, in the podcast notes. Hoovering is presented and created by me, Jessica Fostercue. The music is by Jake Yap, and it was produced by Laura Grimshaw. Until in 2 weeks, happy hoovering.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.